You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, these last couple of years have been really hard for everyone, but people with disabilities have had extra barriers and struggles to contend with. And this is one of the reasons why Sense have started a campaign to make sure that disabled people are a part of the COVID-19 inquiry taking place next year. And joining us now to tell us a little bit more about it is Campaigns Manager for Sense, Lizzie Green. Thank you very much for joining us, Lizzie.
Hi there, hi.
So the first thing that I read when I came onto the campaign page online on your website is that 6 out of 10 people who died from COVID have been disabled, which I was incredibly shocked by, and I didn't know. I'm just wondering why you think that isn't common knowledge.
Yeah, it is interesting, Ellie. I think it's something that there's still a huge lack of awareness of. We've found that since launching the campaign, you know, people just don't have the awareness of the fact that disabled people are one of the hardest hit groups of the pandemic. And, you know, they make up 22% of the population, but do account for 6 in 10 of all deaths in England due to COVID. And we've really seen how the pandemic has exacerbated existing inequalities that disabled people face, but also created new challenges. And that's really kind of wide ranging, from cuts to support in the community to, you know, difficulties accessing food and medical essentials at home. And that's really why we're calling for disabled people to be at the heart of the public inquiry next year, to really start to address the challenges that many people have faced and make sure it doesn't happen again.
So when did this campaign start? And you've explained some of the reasons behind it, but what was the sort of catalyst to say, actually, we're going to start this campaign and we're going to make sure that we have a seat at the table for disabled people?
So through our work at Sense, we work directly with many disabled people and their families, and our research really kind of highlights the severity of the impact of the pandemic on disabled people. And we launched the campaign and our petition in September to kind of raise awareness of this and make sure that disabled people are really prioritised. We really want to kind of see 3 things in the inquiry, and those things are that disabled people have their experiences heard and that they are called to give evidence. We want to see a panel leading the inquiry that is representative of disabled people, and we also want to see the inquiry led in an accessible way so that disabled people can take part and engage with it throughout. And this speaks to some of the challenges that disabled people have had, really, including kind of things like not being able to access public health information. You know, we've seen government briefings that haven't had British Sign Language interpreters throughout the pandemic, which is just kind of inexcusable, really. We've also heard how disabled people have said that they felt forgotten throughout. So the things that we are calling for, we're hoping will really start to address some of those inequalities and challenges that disabled people have been facing.
What has the response been like so far then, since September?
We've had a really positive response. We've already got our petition, which has been backed by 30,000 people so far, which is absolutely fantastic. But we really want to make sure that as many people do get on board sort of before the end of the year and in the new year, to make sure that this really is an issue that can't be ignored by government. We're expecting for the chair of the inquiry to be announced before Christmas, and we're hoping that will still happen. And then obviously the inquiry will hopefully launch in spring next year, but kind of none of this is really set in stone at the moment. We don't know what the inquiry is definitely going to cover. So we really want to make sure that we're pushing for disabled people to be mentioned in the terms of reference in the inquiry, and to make sure that this is an issue that really can't be ignored, so that disabled people aren't left behind again. I think there's a real kind of fear among many people that if this continues, you know, nothing will change. But this, we really see this as an opportunity to start to address many of the kind of long-term inequalities that exist in our society.
It's from the top down, isn't it? And you need to be involved in these kind of processes to be able to change the way that people think as well.
That's it, definitely. And I think, you know, we've repeatedly heard how disabled people have felt forgotten throughout this time. Many people have been completely left on their own at home without their usual support. People have been isolating for months at a time, and that's really had a huge impact on rates of loneliness and kind of mental health. Our research has shown that 2/3 of disabled people have felt their mental health has got worse. So we really want kind of disabled people to be at the forefront of this inquiry and not to be forgotten again, and for the inquiry to be accessible.
And you mentioned a little bit earlier, alongside the campaign, you've also got a petition. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and where people can go to sign it?
Absolutely. So our petition, you can sign our petition if you go to sense.org.uk/COVID inquiry. And our petition is calling for disabled people to be put at the heart of the COVID inquiry, to make sure that they are prioritised in this. And we're really calling for 3 things within the petition. So the first thing we want to see is that disabled people's experiences are heard and that they are called to give evidence when the public inquiry launches. The second thing is that we want to see a panel leading the inquiry inquiry that is representative of disabled people and really understand some of the challenges and issues that they have faced throughout the pandemic. And the final thing we want to see is the inquiry led in an accessible way. So we want to see the findings and recommendations presented in accessible formats. And we also want to see, you know, if there's any streamings of evidence sessions or anything like that. We want to see British Sign Language interpreters so that disabled people can really be involved and engaged throughout the process. And we don't have a situation again where any disabled people are feeling left behind or forgotten about. So we would love anyone who feels able to go on and sign our petition and support the campaign and to share it on social media.
Three really, really important issues there. So definitely go and get that signed. Lizzie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.